We are joined again by contributor Larry Nagengast, who is joining us this week to update us on something he's been covering for quite some time now, and that is the efforts of Reach Riverside. It's something that was announced a couple of years ago and is now apparently ready to take a big step forward. Larry, we appreciate your time here on The Green this week. Thanks for being with us.
Always happy to be here.
So let's first remind people what Reach Riverside is. What was the vision for it that was articulated 2 years ago when it was announced for that particular area of Wilmington?
Well, Reach Riverside is both an organization and a plan. As an organization, it's the nonprofit entity that describes itself as the community quarterback for the plan of the same name. And that's a massive $250 million project to rebuild and revitalize the Riverside area in Northeast Wilmington. Reach, by the way, is an acronym, and it stands for Redevelopment, Education, and Community Health. And those are the key pillars in turning around an area where education levels are much lower and poverty levels are much higher than in the rest of Wilmington.
And the reason we're talking right now is that this project has hit a key milestone. What is that, and what does it mean for the project?
Well, the milestone is that Reach Riverside has just secured the $20 million in financing that's needed to start the first phase of revitalizing the community. And that involves building 74 new townhouses in an area between 27th Street and Todd's Lane. That's just a couple of blocks east of Northeast Boulevard and just up the street from the Kingswood Community Center, which is the hub of most activity in Riverside. Now, securing the financing means that site preparation work can begin before the end of the year, and by the time spring rolls around, we'll start seeing the first signs of those new homes, which should be ready for occupancy in late spring or early summer of 2022, within the next 18 months.
And you noted in your piece that the goal was to get rolling earlier this year. Can you tell us a little about some of the challenges that threw this a bit off track? Obviously, one of them is the pandemic.
Well, yes. As with so many other plans that were in the works for 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic did get in the way. And so there were also some supply chain issues, some complexities in working with the multiple financing sources, and there was also a change in leadership at the Wilmington Housing Authority, which owns much of the land in Riverside, and manages virtually all of the aging housing units that will be demolished as the overall plan moves forward. So it was this combination of factors that slowed things down for a couple of months. They had hoped to get started in the spring, but hey, we're already at the end of the year. But still, they are moving forward.
If nothing else, they did hit that 2020 goal by just that much.
Right.
Now, so you did talk a little bit earlier about kind of the overall aspects of this first segment. Let's talk a little bit more specifics. What is this first phase, you know, going to specifically look like? What are they doing in this first phase of the project?
Okay. As I said, 74 new townhomes, and they're going to range from one-bedroom units up to much larger four-bedroom units. They will be energy efficient, so that's going to keep the utility bills down. And the area is also going to have a community room, some green space with a raised garden area, a gazebo, and a tot lot where little kids can play. 12 of the townhouses will be ADA accessible, which means that they will be built to accommodate individuals who have physical disabilities. Now, one of the goals of Reach Riverside is to create a diverse mix of residents in this revitalized community. So of those 74 new units, 59 of them are going to be designated as affordable housing, and that means they will be rented to households with lower incomes, with rents, and they'll be paying rents that are based on their income. The other 15 units are designated as workforce units, which means that they will be rented to households whose earnings are pretty close to the median income for the Wilmington area. Now, the rents haven't been determined yet. That's going to depend upon market conditions and the like, in a year or so from now. But they're telling me that a two-bedroom unit in this workforce portion of the project will probably be leased for somewhere in the neighborhood of $900 a month.
This is a very complex project. It's going to take some time. What comes after that first phase? What's next after that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the master plan calls for building about 600 townhouses in 8 phases. So this is a process that could easily stretch out over a decade. And if there are any sorts of delays with financing or construction or anything else, it could easily take much more than 10 years for the whole thing to be built out. Now, the first phase is being built on land that is now vacant, but the later phases will be built in portions where there are many old WHA units now standing. So the way this is going to work is that the current WHA residents will get first crack at renting the new townhouses, and then as they move out, the old homes are going to be torn down to make way for the new ones. There's going to be plenty of room for current WHA tenants because 600 new units are going to be going up where there are now roughly 300 homes standing. Now, one other thing worth mentioning about this housing, it's not going to be all rental. As part of the commitment to create a mixed-income community, about 20% of the new housing, roughly 120 units overall, are going to be sold at market rates to buyers who will make their own homes there. So you're going to have a home ownership portion of this community as well.
But as you've noted, this is not just about housing. What are some of the other physical aspects, physical pieces of this project that will be coming along in these next few years?
Okay, well, one of those pieces came into being earlier this year, in fact. That's the warehouse. That's the Community Education, Arts, and Recreation Center for Teenagers. However, the warehouse opened just as the pandemic hit, so it's been operating at very limited capacity, doing a lot of things virtually, and it's not really going to hit its potential until sometime next year when hopefully pandemic clears up. Now, the biggest new piece outside of the housing is going to be construction of a new Kingswood Community Center about a block and a half away from the current building. Kingswood is going to celebrate its 75th anniversary next year, and the old community center is showing its age. The new building will cost about $30 million, and a fundraising campaign to gather up some of those funds is going to be held next year. We're looking at construction starting in 2022 at the earliest, and features of the new community center would include an expanded early learning academy for preschoolers, a larger Jimmy Jenkins Senior Center, large meeting rooms for community events, and office space for organizations that would provide social and health services to local residents, groups like Christiana Care, Delaware State University, the University of Delaware, perhaps even some state agencies or smaller nonprofits. Now, beyond that, they're also looking at strengthening and beautifying that strip of businesses along Northeast Boulevard. You know, the eyesores, all of them might not go away, but they'll definitely get a facelift. And new businesses that meet residents' daily needs, things like grocers, hardware stores, produce stands, things like that may eventually arrive. Finally, we've got the East Side Charter School, which is located at the very northern end of the redevelopment area. Education, as I noted, is a major theme in this project, and the eventual goal at East Side is to add high school grades to what is now a kindergarten through eighth grade program.
And there's also now some programs associated with this as well, one that you feature in your piece, in particular, Empower. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, Empower is yet another acronym, and it stands for Economic Mobility Places Ownership Within Everyone's Reach. Reach Riverside is budgeting $1 million a year for 3 years for this program, and it's going to take a holistic approach to creating economic stability for families in this low-income community. And through Empower, representatives of organizations like Delaware State University, Christiana Care, financial and social services organizations are going to provide an array of services and training programs that would include things like employment coaching, tutoring, job matching and placement, financial coaching, health screenings, health improvement plans, and family support services like emergency food and clothing, child care, and mental health counseling.
You also reported earlier this year on a COVID relief fund that Reach had established. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's worked out so far?
Well, yes. As I mentioned, COVID-19 may have delayed the start of this construction project, but it also drove Reach Riverside leaders into an expansion of other services to provide to residents of the area. The relief fund was the centerpiece of this effort. Now, the organization solicited funds from individuals and groups that have supported the revitalization, and they raised enough money to distribute $285,000 to 244 families who are now living living in Wilmington Housing Authority units. The families receive $250 a month placed on debit cards for up to 5 months. And now this was a big help for those families in buying things like diapers, cleaning products, and clothing. Now keep in mind, you know, the beneficiaries here were people who were usually unemployed or underemployed, and the relief fund started making distributions before any of that federal emergency funding relating to the pandemic kicked in. Now, in addition to the relief fund, Reach Riverside provided help in several other ways to residents of the community. They handed out free face masks. They arranged COVID-19 testing. They distributed more than 400 laptop computers, and not to mention some household supplies and more than 15,000 free meals.
You've been watching this Reach Riverside project now for 2 years. Does it feel like it has the momentum to really deliver on the promise for Riverside and that community?
Well, in these our conversations in the past, I've sometimes quoted some great philosophers, and this time I'm going to call on the great Tug McGraw, whose rallying cry of "You Gotta Believe" carried those otherwise mediocre 1973 New York Mets to the seventh game of the World Series. Now, I'm seeing the momentum build here, but COVID-19 has caused some delays, and keeping a $250 million project on track is going to be a major challenge when we don't know how long the pandemic will prevent the national economy from getting up to speed again. As a point of comparison, however, this is at least a 10-year plan, and Wilmington Mayor Mike Perzycki has often pointed out that the city's riverfront redevelopment has been going on for more than 25 years, and it's still considered by many to be only halfway done. So what I'm saying, I guess, is that there is a need for patience, because if residents expect too much too soon, disappointment may set in. But more important than patience is persistence. If things don't go according to plan or not quite fast enough, the Reach Riverside team, and that includes all residents of the area, will have to be persistent. They must keep pushing ahead, and if they do, they will have a vibrant, exciting neighborhood that they will truly enjoy calling their home. So you just have to remember, you got to believe.
Larry Nagengast, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for following this story for us.
Hey, you're quite welcome, and happy holidays to all.